USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leave It to Beaver star Tony Dow's death was prematurely announced on Tuesday after his wife Lauren mistakenly notified the actor's management team. Dow's manager said his wife was very distraught over the condition of her husband, who is currently in hospice care. As Americans brace for a recession, the Feds will make an announcement at the close of their meeting today. Many experts believe a 75 basis point increase is what the announcement will bring. Russia is planning to pull out of the International Space Station after 2024 and starting their own station like the Chinese have already done. Space physicist at Imperial College in London, Dr. Martin Archer on Sky News.
The collaboration across many, many different countries in the ISS has been more about more than politics. It's been about science, engineering, human achievement, and to see politics get in the way, it's really quite sad.
USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.